The Other World. Elle is a preschooler who wants to play London Bridge and all fall down on the yellow linoleum where no nurses can see us. If the doctors notice, they will order their staff to kidnap and trap her inside the body of an old woman they keep locked in the psychiatric ward. Elle treasures memories of nursery school, swirling finger paints, slipping through Swiss cheese, rolling down the dandelion hill, before God comes with a man who attacks her in the groin, licks her blood away, drills holes in her hands, and dips his fingers in the waxen wounds. The men take her parents away. Their bodies gone. They live in the other world now. That is where Elle wants to go too. Giraffes roam the other world, and there are no drills. Just impossibly beautiful creatures with vulnerably long necks. We dance together until the cages crash down, her first visit to the zoo so long anticipated. We wiggle our tails, flex and stretch our claws, sensing the wind on each thick tuft between calloused yet sensitive pads. We drink the air and listen with our tongues, howl and flick water from matted fur, growl, snort, sneeze, then break to blow human noses. Elle giggles, enthralled by blue butterflies. One brushes the clock face. The time to go has passed. As the hour chimes, Elle collapses with a wail, clinging to my leg. She begs to leave with me, so she will not be the only furry creature in this hospital corridor. The wrong world of windowless concrete cages. I cannot take her home without being terminated or locked in a prison cell, but I consider it anyway. I imagine asking Kevin, I know you would like a child. Would you adopt a 4-year-old girl who appears to be in her 50s and has trouble with fears and sleeping? She likes to be strolled and pushed on the swings. Kevin would say yes. I cannot take her, and she knows, yet she is so desperate she heaves herself at the metal doorframe. As 2 stoic nurses block her path, Elle sobs, tremoring in despair. Lake, please don't abandon me this way.